You know, a lot of people, especially a lot of kids, are, you know, we're living in a world where there's fear and there's people are afraid and kids are afraid. And, you know, I mean, it's just a crazy world out there we live in. But, you know, you can stay safe in an unsafe world. Hello. It all depends on what you do. You know, God tells us in His Word about this. And it's important to know the promises of God. You know, if you've accepted Christ, you have a right and a privilege to demand protection and safety. But you do it in the right way. You know, I guess I picked it up from my dad. And then Lynette, same thing, but we had at our house, our kids heard the 91st Psalm many, many times, and we would claim the 91st Psalm, and that's actually, I'm just going to just talk to you this morning. I'm not going to try to preach a sermon. I'm just going to talk to you. I want you to listen. You know, Psalms 91. And I'm going to read the Message version this morning. I read several different, when I'm studying, I read several different versions. I may go read 5-10 different versions, and just to see, you know, how, because the Greek words that they translated and then translated into the King James and then have been redone several times, many of those Greek words carry with it a different, several different meanings, like the word paraclete that's used for the Holy Spirit. It actually carries with it about 7 different meanings. And so sometimes it's good to look at some other translation. And with the kids here this morning, I want to read this. It says in Psalms 91, that's the only scripture we're going to turn to. So just turn to Psalms 91. On your iPhone, iPad, your regular Bible, whatever. All right? Because, you know, that's actually, now I could, if I need to, I can go right here on my phone right here, and I can go to all the different translations because I got them right here. But I got it written out here in my, when I used to put sermons together, I had to have all these books and different translations of the Bible and commentaries and my pad, and I had to write everything down. And, you know, but now you can cut and paste, and you got all your scripture. You don't have to turn to it. And, you know, I don't have to turn to it. Psalms 91, starting with the first verse. You sat down in the high God's presence. Spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Now, Shaddai, that's another word for God, El Shaddai, the God. And you say this, God, you're my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you, and under them, you're perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. One of the songs that we were singing, it said something about the arms of God there a while ago. You know, if you're going to be in the shadow or the presence of somebody, the King James says shadow, in the shadow of the Most High, or in this, the version says the presence. If you're going to be in the presence of somebody, you got to be close to them. Hello. You know, you got to be close to them. Wesley, come up here and help Poppy preach this morning. That's my grandson, my youngest out of the 5. In fact, today's his birthday. He turned 12 years old. Come on up here. He turned 12 years old today. Now, if Wes is going to be in my presence, just follow me, he's got to stay close to me if he wants to stay in my presence. stay here. Now, if I go over here, he's not in my presence anymore, right? He's close enough to see me, close enough to talk to me, but he's not in my presence. Come here. See, now, not only is he close enough to talk to me and communicate with me, now he's in my presence. See, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. See, there's one thing. You can pray and you can talk to God, but you don't have to be in his presence. See, I was way over there. He wasn't in my presence. But I could talk. We could talk back and forth, right? But you got to stay in his presence. In other words, stay close to God. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Did that illustration come through to you? Do you get where I'm talking about? You know, protect you with his outstretched arms. Now, most people today don't understand this, but if you've ever, you know, I used to go to my grandpa's farm, and you have an old mother hen out there, and she have chicks, little chickens, and man, if any danger come around, she begin clucking, and then the wing, I think they got some pictures. So y'all got that, some of that up there? Let's see what we got here. Watch this. Now, did you see those little chicks? They got under her wings for protection because danger was there. You know, I've seen we, Grandma and Grandpa, they used to have they used to have some Dominickers too, but they had some white leghorns. And white leghorns, anybody know what I'm talking about? Any of you from? Now, that old white leghorn loose, that big old white leghorn rooster, he was a character. And so they had gotten me somehow, somebody at church, a poor dad pastor, had given me a little banny rooster. And he was my pet. And I had him, you know, I had him up there with me one day. And that big old white leghorn rooster, I never forget, got after me. Man, that little old banny, he got up in the air and he was with those spurs and he drove that old rooster. I wasn't about 5 years, 6 years old, and he drove that old rooster off of me, you know. But there'd be a hawk would be flying over, and the chicks would be out there all around, and all of a sudden, but now there's a bunch of other chicks there too. But each mama chicken would begin to cluck. And those chickens, those little chicks, they would run to their mom. I don't know how they knew which one, because there's a whole, there'd be 20, 25, and each hen have about six or seven chicks, and they all run, and she put her wings up like this, and bam, go down. You couldn't see no little chicks, because those hawks will come down and grab them and go away with them. See, it says here, he will protect us with his huge outstretched arms. Hello? You know, some of y'all might remember this. Over in the other building, one night I was preaching, and I had walked over here, and somebody come, run, and jumped and hit the stage right behind me. Anybody remember that? Bill does. Anyway, Big John Allen, that was over the weight room at that time, and he was a weight builder. He had 23-inch biceps. I mean, he hit that stage. He grabbed back. Bill was just showing. He grabbed that guy and started squeezing him with them big arms. And that guy said, "I think I made a mistake." And John told him, you sure did. He squeezed the life out of him. But I was thinking about when I said his huge outstretched arm, I was thinking about Big John. Anybody remember Big John Allen? Oh, several of them. He had huge biceps. He was a bodybuilder. Hey, those big outstretched arms, he was protecting Pastor. I sure was glad for that, too. But see, you got to stay close to God. When you leave home, don't leave God at the house. You know, how do you know God? How do you stay in His presence? By quoting the Word of God. By quoting the Word of God. See, He promised to stay with us all the time, but we must remember to stay close to Him. Now, look at this. When you're staying close to God, and He keeps us from all kinds of danger, look at verse 3. Starting here with verse 5, I guess it is. Fear nothing. Not wild wolves in the night, nor flying arrows in the day, nor disease that prowls through the darkness, nor disaster that erupts at high noon, even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will graze you. You will stand untouched, watch it from a distance, watch the wicked turn into corpse. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered His angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You will walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. Now, they're talking about all kinds of bad things. Now, it's not talking about real lions and serpents and snakes. It's talking about all of the problems and the situations and everything that come against you. You can stand against it because God is bigger and more powerful than anything you'll face. In fact, God's angels will guard you and protect you, and you'll be safe no matter what if you stay close to God. Now, Miss Denise, when she was, about in the fourth grade, I think, we had gone to Disney World, and I had bought her a big old, that thing was about almost 4 feet long, I think, a tiger, and she called it Tigger, and she slept with that. But she would wake up with nightmares, and I'd tell her, we'd quote the 91st Psalm to her. And so finally I read this scripture here. I said, where that He would give His angels charge over you, like here where it said He would take care of you, He would guard you. You know, He orders angels to guard you wherever you go. I said, you don't have to be afraid, baby. Your guardian angel sitting right on Tigger's head. You know what? From then on, she never had another problem because she began to realize that if she stayed close to God, that the guardian angels were there to protect her. See, there is, no matter what you face, God is there to protect you. No matter whether you're a kid or whether you're an adult, the same thing applies. Now, you stay close to God and say, here it is in verse 14. If you will hold on to me for dear life, says God. I mean, that's hold on. You ain't going to let go. I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best care if you only get to know and trust me. Call me and I will answer. Be at your side in bad times. I will rescue you, then throw a party for you. I'll give you a long life. Give you a long drink of salvation. Hold on for dear life. Has anybody ever heard that statement? Hold on for dear life. That means hold on no matter what. You just grab a hold and grit your teeth and say, I'm not going to let go. You see, now, hold on to God's promises for dear life. Give God first place in your life. Learn some Bible verses to quote on the way to school. Anytime you're in danger, begin, One good one is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This the inheritance of the servants of the Lord in the righteousness of me. You know, learn some scripture. Learn some of this 91st Psalm. You kids, learn it. And on the way to school, say, I claim the 91st Psalm. My kids, we used to say it all the time. And in fact, Denise has taught her boys that. They've taught them, just because, we always say, we claim the 91st Psalm. What's the 91st Psalm? With long life, I will satisfy you. What's it say? I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. I'll keep you from harm. I'll keep you from danger. Come on. See, learn these verses in the 91st Psalm and quote them. You see, he said, call on me and I will answer. Quote the word of God. Thank God that God's word is working. You know, staying close to God will keep you safe in an unsafe world. Staying close to God, according to the 91st Psalm, and you'll have a long life. I claim that every day. I claim that last verse, that 91st Psalm. With long life will I satisfy you. I'll give you long life, he says. I claim that every day. I claim long life. Now, I just started talking to you about the 91st Psalm. It's a great psalm to live with and to live by, especially in the world we're living in today, because you don't ever know when somebody's going to do something crazy. Anymore, you got to be careful if you honk your horn at somebody, because they're liable to shoot you. Hello? At a stoplight, there's two lanes here, and then on the other side it goes into weather, so I'm over here. You got to speed up to get, and I did, and this guy got mad and started honking at me and followed me. I'm sure he wasn't going my direction. He is following me. So, I just said in the name of Jesus, so I didn't go home. I didn't want him to know where I live. So I just started driving everywhere. And when finally he quit following me, you use your natural and the supernatural. See, that was your natural ability. There was natural. And then I began to claim protection that he wouldn't run into me, because he got right up behind me. I mean, if I'd have put my brakes on, he'd have hit me. But but you claim the 91st Psalm. I've done it for years. You can too. Heavenly Father, this morning I talked to these people about one of your great psalms that David put together. Help us to realize that that's not just words on a piece of paper, but that's a reality that we can have in our life if we'll live in the shadow of the Most High. Live in the presence of the Most High. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want all of the kids from kindergarten through the 12th grade, I want you all to come down here, because we're going to pray over you. Right now, I want you all to come down here. All the kids. Kindergarten through the 12th grade. Just come on down here and just gather around. Just come on in, gather around. Hallelujah. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, extended church family. This is our future right here. Hallelujah. Our future is bright. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you got some coming from the balcony, come on to help them down, ushers. When you got some up in the balcony, got the balcony open this morning. Hallelujah. Man, y'all good looking bunch. Amen. How many of y'all getting ready to play football? Let me see your hands. Hold your hands up. You getting ready to play football? We're going to pray for protection over you. No injuries. How many of you getting ready to play basketball? Yeah. because it's the off season for basketball. No injury. See, I prayed that every day for myself when I was playing. I prayed, Lord, I thank you today as I go to practice, as I go to play in the game. I'm safe. No injuries, no harm. I played football and basketball. Never had a serious injury in my school years. Never. Praise God. Hallelujah. You that are in other areas, in band or choir, whatever, you pray every day. God, help me to be the best there that I can be. Help me to be able to play the music and so forth. That's what you do. Pray for God to help you in everything. I do. When I go to the mall, I pray for a parking place up close so I don't have to walk so far. Hello, I probably need to walk. I probably need to park way out there and walk. I probably need to exercise, but I don't. I pray for a good parking place. I pray for. See, God cares about you. He cares about every part of your life, no matter what it is. So if you pray and talk to Him, I mean, some people say, "Well, how you pray?" Well, you just talk to God like you talk to your buddy, like you talk to your friend. That's what you do. You just talk to God like you talk to your friend. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the way you do it. I just talk to God. I just say, all right, God, this is what I'm in. This is what I need. And just like I would talk to my dad or to my buddy or somebody else. Okay, now, I need all of the school teachers, all of you school teachers that are going to be in that classroom teaching these kids. We got several of you here. All of the school teachers, I want you to come and stand behind these kids. Because we got several of you that teach school that go to this church, and you're involved in the classroom with these kids. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, now all you in the congregation, you stand and you reach your hands out toward these people, these kids, these young people, these teachers. Some of us that went to school years ago, we never faced what these young people face today. We didn't face it. What I faced, I graduated from high school in 1958. And then some of you are in the 60s, in the 70s. These kids face stuff that you never even thought about facing at an earlier age than what you ever did. So you pray for them, and let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each one of these young people standing here. I thank you today as they go back to their schools. I thank you for protection over them and everything they do. I thank you that you'll keep them safe. I thank you that as the teachers in the classroom teach, give them opportunities to speak at the right time. Father, I thank you that every classroom will be protected from all harm and all danger. Every school that is represented right here, no harm will come to that school in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I thank you that every school bus that goes out and picks up these young people, that bus is protected by the power of God. Father, I thank you that you would help each of these to be the best student that they can be. I thank you that if they'll call on you, that you will be with them what you were with Daniel, and you'll give them more knowledge, more wisdom, more favor than anybody else. We thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. How many of you believe what I prayed? Amen. God bless you. You can go back to your seats now. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. I bet y'all didn't know we had that many youth and children, kids in here, did? But we do. Hallelujah. We need to go back. Son, you need to get up and go back where you belong. Where's his mother? Come and get him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads for just a moment, please? I realize this has been a different service, but I never like to have a service that we don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus, because you never know. You never know when somebody's here that needs Jesus. You never know when there's somebody here that needs to be rededicate their life. You never know when there's someone here that just goes to church and doesn't know if they've ever accepted Jesus or not. So this morning, if you're any one of those three, you need Christ, you need to rededicate your life, you need an Oso experience, whether you're an adult or whether you're one of the young people, I want to see your hand right now because I want to pray for you. I see a hand right there. Thank you. Thank you. I see some more hands. See some more hands. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The hands over here. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody stand, please. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I'm going right down front. I want you to step out in the aisle and come down here. I want to shake hands with you and pray for you, just like I said. So come on right now. Come on right now. Just come on. Just come on. Right now. Praise God. Right there. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, man. Let's wait for some more. We got some more coming. Come on. You raised your hand. Come on. I saw several hands. Come on. Come on, man. God bless you, buddy. Come on here, man. Come on. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Bless you. I saw another hand over here. Come on. If you raised your hand, come on. Come on. You raised your hand, come on down here. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Come on. Don't wait. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on down here right now. Change your life forever. This is the time to come right now. I'm going to wait just a minute. Wait on you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm going to pray with you guys here. And then I'm going to ask you to go to a special place of prayer where you'll be prayed with individually and in depth. Make sure you get what you come for. You know, okay? So, listen, I have got two books here, In Him and New Birth. And if I said I was going to give them to you, how are you going to get them? You got them. They're yours. Y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. See, I can give you a book. I can give you the spiritual thing that you came to get. It comes from God. So just as he reached one hand out like that, I want you to reach one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one. And with that hand, you're saying, okay, God, I'm reaching up to get what I come down here for. So would you do that for me, please, right now? You in the congregation, would you just reach your hands toward him and pray as I pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you for every one of these that have come today. I thank you right now for salvation, rededication, no-so experience with you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. Put your hands down and look at me, please. You see this fella right here? That's Greg. Would you go with him to that special place of prayer back there? Okay. God bless you guys. Give them a hand as they go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Glory to God. That's what it's all about. Hey, Connection Team, go find our first-time guest. We are so glad that you're with us today. Connection Team, go find a first-time guest. Take them to that place to get a special gift that we got for them. Hey, and if you're looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Just come on back here and be with us. We have a great time serving God Unlimited together. So come on right now. Just come on. Just come on and be with us. Nobody else moving unless you absolutely have to, except our first-time guest. We're so glad to have you with us today. You're a very special group of people. Let's give them a hand as they go to the connection room right now. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight at 6 o'clock, come right here. Wednesday night, Hour of Power, right here. Next Sunday morning, right here. 9 o'clock, School of the Bible. 10 o'clock, morning worship service. Hey, for all of you that are watching, it was so great to have you with us today. We'll be looking for you the next time here.